Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. And man, I hope you've had a fantastic week and that as you get close to the weekend, that you would intentionally go ahead and plan now how you're going to recharge over the weekend. Maybe it's to unplug from social media. Maybe it's to power off your phone. Maybe it's to pick up a hobby. Whatever it is, I hope that you'll make plans now to have some time of recreation in your spirit. One of the best ways I know that is obviously on Sunday to gather with a local group of believers. So if you're here in the Gwinnett area, I hope you'll join us at Sugar Hill Church. But if you're listening from somewhere else, and we have hundreds of people that listen around the world, I would encourage you to find a local place, a local group of believers you can worship with. Well, today on the podcast, this is sort of part two of Tuesday's podcast, so if you missed it, you may want to go back and listen to it, but we want to pick up this idea of what does Jesus have to say about blessing? What does Jesus describe as the blessed life in the kingdom? Because on this earth, when we're on this earth, a lot of people have false ideas about it. They think it's about bigger house. They think it's about promotion. They think it's about posturing themselves and being a place of power and prestige. But when Jesus describes the blessed life in Matthew chapter 5, he doesn't describe any of those things. In so many ways, Jesus takes the assumptions of this world and he turns them upside down. And for Jesus, the blessed life actually comes not from a place of power and prestige and just all of those political things, but instead, it comes from a place of brokenness. In fact, there's three big themes when it comes to the blessings in this life. One is that they're broken. Two is that there's delayed gratification. And three, there's the sense of being surrendered to God and other people. But let me hone in for a moment just on the brokenness. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 5 and verse 3. He says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Now, the poor in spirit are the people that realize they actually need God. They acknowledge that without him, they have nothing good in and of themselves. In other words, they're spiritually bankrupt. You know when you're poor in spirit when you realize that nothing you have enables you to be in right standing with God. No family ties, no respect in the community, no fancy job, no good works. There's nothing valuable enough within us that could earn our way into the kingdom. That's those that are poor in spirit. Verse 4, he says, "Blessed are those who mourn." Now, this isn't just merely mourning over the loss of something earthly. It's literally mourning over our sins, the sins of others, the sins that pervade the world. And so one of the ways that we are blessed is when we mourn. Now, this leads to verse 5. He says, "Blessed are the meek." So it's this idea that if you recognize you actually need God and you begin to mourn over the things that God mourns about, you're not going to be bold, you're not going to be arrogant, you're not going to be cocky or self-assertive. Instead, you're going to come from a place of meekness. Now, meekness is not the same as weakness. It's not the kind of person that says, "Walk over me," but instead it's the kind of person that says, "Let me walk a mile or two for you." Somebody that's meek is somebody that's gentle, humble, unassuming, willing to serve. They have power, but they choose to harness it. Verse 6 says this, it says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Now, righteousness is what God gives us. It comes from faith in Jesus. It makes us right with God. And this idea of being right with God causes us to be in right relationship with him. Verse 7 says, "Blessed are the merciful." These are the people that forgive others for their trespasses as they've been forgiven by God himself. Verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart." These are people that aren't motivated by self-love or by man's approval, and they don't have cluttered spirits. They serve God and others with an undivided heart. Verse 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." These are the people that bring reconciliation between two people, between nations, between people and God by the gospel. But he says, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And then in verse 10, he says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." These are the people that are persecuted not for being silly, but for doing the right thing. This is how Jesus describes the blessed life. This is a life that comes from a place of brokenness. And the reason why I know this is such a blessed life is the second part of each of these verses. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Why? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn. Why? Because one day they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek. Why? Because they're the ones that will inherit the earth. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. Why? For they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful. Why? For they shall receive mercy themselves. Blessed are the pure in heart. Why? They're the ones that get to see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When you think about that list, that's an incredible list. That's a list that gets to see God for themselves and to live as members of his kingdom. And so today, I want to encourage you to rethink your assumptions about blessing. What are the things that you call blessed? What are the things that you're aspiring for? And man, would you consider that maybe the way of Jesus goes totally against our assumptions, and the way of Jesus isn't power or prestige. It comes from a place of healthy brokenness that enables us to see God. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today, but if there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note today at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.